Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me tell you a story about Emily Jones. Loves vanilla ice and microphones. Loves the hashtag and bust the flow. Most of all, baby, she loves this show. So stop, collaborate, and listen, DJ. Please pay attention. Here comes some EJ. On Jerks and Pros, she disagreed with Ben. And secretly, I think she hates
time
skin.
For some Emily, some Emily, some Emily Jones. Jones. For some Emily Jones. You just put your lips on her lips right up on the TV. No, I won't apologize if this just got creepy.
Wasn't creepy for me.
Me neither.
The mighty Emily Jones. We refuse to come out here unless you're going to be here and join us, Emily.
Well, I'm thrilled that you guys even consider talking to me on regular basis.
I think you're overstating that, but I do want to tell you that I just learned something about you.
What is it?
And I want you to see if you can guess how I knew this.
Oh no.
That you're a lefty.
So I'm not really a lefty. So I throw left, I shoot left, I golf right, I write right, I eat right, I bat right.
Are you now? So, because immediately,
I have so many issues, it's not even funny.
No, it's interesting because immediately people are going to go, well, she's ambidextrous, but that's not really what that is. Ambidextrous means you do it equally well.
All effed up.
Okay. How'd you get all effed up?
It's comes so naturally, it's not even funny.
I watched the video of you getting fielding practice.
And I'm a little upset at the throw that was put out there because I feel like I was trying to avoid hitting a camera person in the face. Mm-hmm. And so like I couldn't like sidearm, you know, whip it in there with a good throw. I kind of had to like lob it and go over her head, and I feel like it was just a very inaccurate depiction of my borderline athleticism.
This is a Texas Rangers video they tweeted out.
Yes,
of Gallo giving you fielding instruction.
Yes.
You're saying you're a better fielder than you show in that video.
I'm saying I mean it's not much better, but it's slightly better. There was a better option in the video that could have been.
What is your?
But I think that's part of the deal, right? You know, let's make her look silly. Which, listen, it's been happening to me for 40 years. I'm totally used to it.
What is your What sport were you best at?
Really, you're going to ask me that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was a cheerleader all through high school. I played some really kick-ass point guard in junior high.
Nice. Yes.
Run the show.
Yeah, I was super aggressive and like fouled all the time and like would put my arm out and dribble around, you know, I mean, it was a total S show, complete.
How did you end up like doing everything with different hands?
I don't know. Like, I'm telling you guys, like if you could hear the conversations in my mind about how truly messed up I am, you would be highly entertained, I'm sure. But I know I'm just weird. Like, I just do a lot of weird stuff. I say a lot of weird things. I don't know. Bless my heart.
Part of your genius.
Okay, so at what point are you at your most competitive?
At this walk
of life now.
Man, that's a great question.
Do you play golf? Do you?
I do. I don't play enough to complain about how bad I am, though.
Okay.
I do play golf. I don't like maybe business wise, like doing stuff outside of this job.
Yeah.
Trying to be successful in those realms. I'm pretty competitive in that regard. That's really about it. I mean, at this point, I'm just trying to survive and raise a couple kids without harming them.
What about board games? Like, if you get involved in some...
Okay, here it is. Gambling. I have a severe gambling issue. it's not even... Like, it's... Talk about embarrassing. Like, it is... You have no idea. Do not take mom.
Get some money on the horse race.
Not even that. So I dabble in a little bit of sports.
Okay.
For fun, like chips. I could probably get in trouble for that. It's been a while. I used to really partake in it
back in college.
But blackjack is my.
Oh yes,
I'm with you.
I'll be down huge, and I'll be like, You're not going to – let me. I'll be right back. Let me go to the ATM. put a marker here. I mean, it's just it's – I have absolutely no self-control.
I've lost five continuous hours to a blackjack table.
I have sat at the same blackjack table for 13 straight hours. Only getting up to use the restroom. And I would drink Colorado – this was a long time.
This was a few weeks ago.
I would drink – this is the way my mind works. No wonder I'm so messed up. I would drink Colorado Bulldogs because I was like, well, that's some sort of, like, sustenance, right? Like, I don't have time to eat. It's like, this Colorado Bulldog is going to hold me over for some length of time.
Oh, that is awesome.
I can't believe I'm just saying that out loud.
Okay.
It makes me sound so ridiculous.
Makes you sound awesome.
When you're playing blackjack and you're there for a 13-hour stretch, are you like, do you follow the rules? Do you use the wash gut?
I mean, every once in a while on the wash gut. Like, they're like always split aces and eights. That's BS. Eights, splitting eights is tragic, especially against like a queen or a five, whatever.
Yeah.
Not against a five. But anyway, so there are certain times. But like when it's like a no brainer and somebody's, you know, staying on a, you know, 13 against a 20, I'm like, you deserve to have your money. You totally deserve to have your money. And then the people who swoop in, I've been there for 13 hours and they're just like dropping in one hand and messing up the whole shoe. And I'm like, what are you doing to me? Like, and I mean, it's not pretty.
And I could be wrong on this, but my philosophy is if you're on the lowest stakes table, you can't get mad at the people around you.
No. Which is why you go straight to the VIP room.
Oh, okay,
so yes, wow. EJ! What is the minimum ante in this game?
Minimum
for you?
So 25.
Okay.
25 a hand.
Okay. So 25 a hand.
I'm not messing around with the people at the $10.
Oh, she is balling, dude.
She drives her Lambo to the casino and goes to the VIP room.
13 hours at a $25 minimum table? Oh,
you are rich.
Good God.
That's why she's competitive in business. She has to support her blackjack at it.
Let me clarify. This was it before I was responsible for other human beings. I have a little bit more discretion.
Right.
I mean, not much.
Not much.
A little bit more. But so the 13-hour thing, I was not – that was like more of a $10. I was younger. I didn't have as much money. Not like I have a bunch now, but I didn't have that much expendable income. So I was a little more conservative there. But, yeah, so now it's
– When can you come to Windstar with us?
Oh, it's God.
Come on. Let's do a big Windstar thing, and you.
I mean, I would love to. I need to make sure.
You guys have family members that can take care of the kids. Bring the hammer with you.
I need an accountability partner.
Wait, is he a more responsible? For those of you that don't know, we've always called Emily's husband the hammer.
Yes,
it's a different hammer. It's not Grego.
Yeah, he used to do a show with Richie.
Different hammer.
No, definitely not that one.
Will he go on a blackjack bender with you?
He will. We try to complement each other in a way where I'll try to be in check when he's not, and he's by far way more responsible human being than I am.
Awesome.
But yeah, he will every once in a while, but we don't do it very often. And I for sure, like I went to, God, this is kicking my
keep it going.
Went to the casino. There's a casino in Cleveland, not far from the team hotel. So I went there and played a little bit. And won some money and bought myself a computer and
yeah.
Whoa,
wait,
really? You
let's
made that
go
much?
To Cleveland.
That's the $100 a hand
so
table you were rolling at.
Every once in a while I'll dabble, but I try to stay because I have gone so off the rails in my younger life. But I do.
All right, what is the most you've ever wagered?
What most ever
on a hand?
This is
come on,
weird. Come on. We're in the Tree of Trust.
Really? Yeah. Nobody will hear this.
Nobody will hear this.
Do it.
5,000?
Oh!
Holy yes!
Crap. Coming up next, Texas Rangers baseball right here on 105.3 The Fan. Dude, was that like you had been on a run?
Yes.
Or was that just, what's up? EJ in the crib, 5K.
Oh, I think that's her first bet. Pops in, throws her fur coat off, somebody catches it, and she goes, bam, 5K.
She goes, actually, it was 2,500, and I doubled down without even knowing what it was.
But we were on a run, and you just get caught up, and there's so many chips.
You're like that. There's a Simpsons episode where Marge Simpson goes and does gambling and just loses her mind, and that's what I imagine EJ in the casino.
Let me tell you something. So we went on a my husband and I won a significant amount of money at a wedding we were in New Orleans, and it was a lot of money, but it what doesn't even come close to like offsetting the losses that I've incurred over the previous 15 years of gambling that I've done. So it's not, and I don't do it very often. I can't believe we're on this subject.
It's because you're the best.
I'm telling you that I bet money on.
We always tell people you're one of our five favorite guests, and now I just think you blew everybody. Yeah. There's no one I'd rather have on the show than you.
No doubt. No doubt. And we support that, too. We love the Winstar World Casino.
Yeah. We're
always, that's great. I agree.
I helped build the Winstar World Casino.
Their expansion is because of me.
When I was going to Winstar World Casino, let me tell you something, that thing was a tent.
Oh, it's so good.
I am not even kidding. I wish I was, because it's slightly embarrassing. I mean, before you have, like, other humans, I wasn't married. I didn't have kids. I mean, I'm like, what else? I mean, hey.
Let's party.
Let's party.
Let's go to the Winstar. I want to win it all with blackjack tonight. It's our friend Emily Jones joining us here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Man, I have zero interest in even talking baseball. Let's talk about some of your other vices. You don't drink as much as you used to, right?
No.
So gold.
So tell us about your new book, A Blackjack Table for Everyone.
The juxtaposition of yes, and so here I wrote a children's book about being inclusive and accepting people despite their faults.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
And understanding the odds.
Understanding the odds. It's doing great. We're so excited. I think, knock on wood, we're close to a book signing out here at the ballpark.
Oh,
super cool.
Man.
So thanks to John Blake for working on that for me.
John's here. Let's check with John. John, where are we with Emily's book signing deal?
It's going to be out there in the outfield somewhere. Just check my Twitter account.
What about Japanese questions?
Boy, those will be later.
Okay.
We don't have as many anymore since Darvish left.
They're still here for Tony Barnett.
Hawaiian questions for Falefa.
What about the contingent of Hawaiian media that's here?
Wait for the microphone.
Hawaiians can't wait to get their Rangers news. Hold on, I can't surf. I got to go find out when Odor's coming off the DL.
Still in their questions with Hang Loose. Oh, my God. I'm so happy right now. Emily, how many of the lyrics do you know? Me and Ben and KT were talking about this show. A lot of times you roll up, we're just finishing the Today game. Did that song actually win the Today game?
No, Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again, got the victory today.
But we know that you are an old school rap fan.
Yeah.
And you do know the lyrics to some rap songs. We've seen you get on stage and rock it. So we want to know, like, today was for Womp, There It Is. It was released on this day in 1993. 19,
back again. Check it. So wreck it. Let's begin. Party on, party people. Make some noise. DC's in the house. And jump a joy. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air. Shake a derriere. These three words when you're getting busy. Womp, there it is.
Mm.
Oh,
Bangos,
yes.
I bet she knows a bunch of the words.
Yes.
You know more? Do you know verse two or
upside down?
Inside out. I'm about to show all you folks what it's all about, because it's time for me to get on the mic and make this tag team party hype. I'm taking it back to the old school because I'm an old fool who's so cool. Want to get down? Let me show you the way. Woop, there it is. Let me hear you say woop.
There it is. All right.
The radio edit version, too. That was solid.
All right. Point blank. Point blank, gin and juice.
Oh, rolling down the street?
No. Point blank, gin and juice. I drink. That's all you got?
I think that's all I got.
That's pretty
good.
I can
rolling down the street smoking Indo, sipping on gin and juice.
Head to the blackjack table.
You got that? You got that one?
Oh, my gosh.
You have that one?
The gin and juice?
Yeah.
Can you start me off? Rolling down the street smoking Indo, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
My mind on my money. Now back, I got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got the cups, but they ain't chipped in. This type's.
Oh!
Hope you're on point, Chippy.
Yeah,
Chippy.
I am.
Oh, yes! Emily Jones McCoy.
Man, I've never seen that much white in your eyes before. Your eyes got real big.
I love you.
That was probably a bad song to send her down.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Sorry. No. Can you do F the Police by NWA?
Oh,
like it. Emily is like a rap lyrics jukebox, just going and telling her the song. She just starts singing.
Oh my God!
If you would like to have Emily Jones at your old adult party, reach out to us.
She just said, "Who am I?" She comes on to talk baseball. We talk about her gambling addiction and get her to cuss on the air. She's spitting lyrics to every rap song ever. You are the best,
greatest guest ever,
ever,
bar none,
ever,
bar none. Anything you want
to
say to the kids before you take off?
Hold on, kids, earmuffs.
She can't even address the kids, KT. Oh, man. Oh.
Stay away from the blackjack tables, guys.
Right. Except at Windstar.
Be kind to people.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, just keep, know your budget. Know your budget.
Know your budget.
Oh, my
These
God.
Are good book titles for the future.
Yes. Yeah.
Keep that
absolutely.
Business going.
Oh, my God. That was awesome. Emily, thank you as always. We really look forward to catching up with you.
All right.
We'll watch
y'all.
You tonight. We love you more. There she goes, the great Emily Jones
McCoy. That's a lot of good stuff there.
You can check her out tonight on Fox Sports Southwest on the Rangers broadcast as the Detroit Tigers are in town.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.